This is an Aero News Touch and Go for April 21st, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. We're sorry to report it's happened again. After a week-long presentation by its attorneys, the family of Monroe, Louisiana businessman Robert Young has convinced a jury to punish Teledyne Continental to the tune of $4 million in the 2002 crash of Robert's Beach Baron, which appears to have had nothing to do with the engines. Young was reportedly scud running under a 500-foot overcast when, according to witnesses, he spun into the ground from about 300 feet with the engines still running. The NTSB ruled the probable cause was, quote, the pilot's failure to maintain control of the airplane while maneuvering, resulting in an inadvertent stall spin, unquote. Juries, of course, are stocked with citizens selected for their lack of aviation knowledge and are not allowed to read or hear NTSB cause reports, supposedly to keep the pressure off investigators. Faced with mounting criticism of FAA inspection policies, on Friday, U.S. Secretary of Transportation Mary Peters announced a series of tweaks to the agency's safety inspection program. She also announced that a new independent review team will recommend improvements to the current aviation safety system. Peters says the FAA will begin requiring senior-level officials within the agency's field offices to be accountable for accepting voluntary safety disclosures from airlines and will revise ethics rules to require a cooling-off period before FAA inspectors can work for an airline they used to oversee while at the agency. Saying that no one was served by the American debacle, the secretary said she is asking both the FAA and American Airlines for assessments within 14 days of what happened, why it happened, and what could have been done differently. She says DOT's Office of Aviation Safety Enforcement will look into whether airlines have adequate plans in place to accommodate passengers should a carrier have to abruptly ground its aircraft. Southwest is often mentioned as an example of how an airline should be managed. So if Southwest is having difficulty in the current economy, we should probably pay attention. On Thursday, Southwest announced its record streak of profitability continued in the first quarter of the year. The airline earned $34 million. But the Dallas Morning News reports that's about where the good news ended. For starters, that $34 million is down from $93 million Southwest earned in the same period in 2007. The airline had planned to take delivery of 28 new Boeing 737-700s this year. The carrier will now accept only 14 of those planes, deferring the other half another 7 years. Another 12 planes, scheduled for delivery in 2012, will be deferred into 2013 through 15. The U.S. Airways captain, who accidentally discharged his gun in the cockpit of an airliner in flight, is being fired by the airline. Captain James Langenhahn was suspended from the airline 3 days after the March 22nd incident, which happened on an Airbus A319 descending through 8,000 feet to land in Charlotte, North Carolina. No one in the cockpit was injured, but the bullet did leave a hole in the inner and outer fuselage skins. The pilot told authorities he was stowing the .40-caliber semi-automatic H&K when it fired. A spokesman for the Federal Flight Deck Officers Association told CNN it will fight the decision by U.S. Airways to fire Langenhahn. The TSA is investigating the case and will no doubt want to know why Langenhahn had the gun out of its holster in the first place. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you about these stories. 3 space travelers survive a rough re-entry. An Alaska Airlines 737 is evacuated for smoke in the cockpit. And a Missouri skydiving company loses 2 staffers. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today I'll talk with CFI Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves about what stabilized approach really means and about choosing a landing site after an engine failure. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.